This is a post-recall primary edition of The Big Question. We will welcome in two guests, one from the Republican Party of Wisconsin and one from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, to debate today's big question. Would Wisconsin be better off if the Republican governor, lieutenant governor, and senators are reelected or recalled? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May 9th. We will talk about whether the winner of yesterday's Democratic primary election, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, has a better vision or not for the future of Wisconsin than the winner of the Republican primary, Governor Scott Walker. And we will welcome your questions and your views for our two guests at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Joining us today for the big question debate, Brian Schimming, Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Thanks for joining us. And also joining us, Graham Zielinski, Communications Director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Great morning. Thank you.
Well, let's first get your reaction, Graham Zielinski, to Mayor Tom Barrett's win in the recall primary yesterday.
What was it? Hard-fought primary. It was a clean primary. It was a united primary. And today you're going to see Mayor Barrett unite with all the Democratic candidates to end Scott Walker's ideological civil war. We know that Wisconsin can't be healed and won't move forward with Scott Walker as governor. We've seen nothing but job loss, corporate tax breaks, political division, and now criminal corruption. Mayor Barrett offers a really stark contrast. He's going to invest in education, get Wisconsin working again. He's going to be fiscally and ethically responsible, and he's actually going to be in Wisconsin, unlike Scott Walker, who's off on some kind of rock star cruise around the country raising all this sleazy corporate cash. So it was a very clean primary. We're very excited to get going and start talking to the voters of Wisconsin.
Brian Schimming, your reaction first to to Mayor Tom Barrett's win.
Well, the Democrat establishment clearly came
Democratic.
Down. The Democrat establishment clearly came down against Kathleen Falk. There's no question about that. They lined up very strongly against Kathleen Falk and for Tom Barrett. So I was not particularly surprised that that he won. The problem for the Democrats is this is not going according to script. 6 or 8 months ago, they thought they'd be in control of the state Senate, number one. And number two, Scott Walker was so unpopular, clearly so unpopular, that he'd be losing by 15 or 20 points right now. Interestingly enough, neither of those two things have happened, and they just got through their inner primary struggle, and now they've got to go into this shortened 1 month, because it's a recall, campaign with a candidate who's lost a couple of times statewide. So they have their hands full.
Well, no one doubted that Governor Walker was going to win his recall primary against a Capitol protester activist who called himself a progressive Republican. But still, Brian, what does his win, his total vote, Governor Walker's, say to you?
Two things that were interesting, I thought, about the results last night. I've not torn it apart county by county yet, but at some point today, two things very interesting. Number one, the governor, with no primary, essentially, no activity on that side at all, basically got the same number of votes as a 4 or 5 way Democrat Party on the primary on the other side that had, you know, a multi-million dollar spending spree in their primary. And yet the governor, who is supposedly so weak, didn't even really have a primary, got as many votes as they did. The other point, and I think was very interesting about last night, the message carrier for the actual honest Democrats about why this recall is happening, all they're screaming about collective bargaining, the person who most highlighted collective bargaining as her strong suit, this was the issue that was going to carry her to victory, speaking of Kathleen Falk, and she lost, and it was not close. What does that say about the Democrats' main message?
Well, first, Graham, what does Governor Walker's vote total say to you when he didn't really have a primary?
Well, I'll say one thing about what was just said about Scott Walker's position in the polls. You spend $30 million in dirty money, in corporate cash from places like New York, Texas, California, all these places where Scott Walker's base is, you're going to get some results. And he spent $30 million, him and his friends, virtually unopposed in the last several months And he's hasn't moved anywhere. He's still in the 40s, which is a danger position for incumbents. And he's had nothing but bad news. There's nothing but bad news ahead for Scott Walker. We've had record job loss. We've had criminal corruption in the highest offices, even up to crimes committed by Scott Walker himself, who has a criminal defense fund that he doesn't talk about with anybody. And still, Democrats badly outspent, apparently were supposedly the underdogs, if you listen to Brian, we're still able to have a primary where everyone is going to be united around a candidate. We had a record turnout. I think you have to go back to the Republicans' Joe McCarthy primary in 1952 to see this kind of turnout. And we already know the numbers that are out there. We submitted more than 1 million signatures to trigger this recall. I don't think there's anybody in this state who doesn't have a view on Scott.
Well, you're off by 100,000 there, Graham. I don't know if you've lost your counting ability since grade school, but...
Hold on. But, Graham, also, what about Brian's point
can I finish, or is he going to interrupt me like this?
Finish.
A record of criminal corruption. I don't know, Brian, was Tim Russell and Brian Pierick, were they at the victory party last night?
Well, you're asking him a question, so you're not going to be able to finish.
Yeah, no, I'd like to hear, were Brian Pierick and Tim Russell at the victory party last night?
Graham's getting his talking points in because he's losing. Your rudeness,
Graham,
here is well noted.
I would like to ask the questions, but I'd like you to say what your point is.
Well, my point is that this is a governor who has a criminal defense fund. He's led us in record job loss. His main talking points are he's created jobs, he hasn't created jobs, that he balanced the budget, he didn't balance the budget, that he's done better for schools. Schools have lost 1,500 teachers, and we've lost safety officers. We're a diminished state. He's raised property taxes. People have lost property value. People know what Scott Walker gives them, and it's a bad record, 16 months of division, criminal corruption, and job loss, and Tom Barrett offers a clear contrast.
Let me hold you both there because we have a break, and we have lots of callers who also want to make some points or ask some questions. This is our Big Question Debate, talking with Graham Zielinski from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and Brian Schimming, who is with the Republican Party of Wisconsin, about the recall primary election results from yesterday and what it means for the upcoming June 5th recall election, and we're welcoming your input at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It's going to be a mostly sunny, mild day today with highs mainly in the 50s and 60s. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is our Big Question Debate. Would Wisconsin be better off if the Republican governor, lieutenant governor, and senators are reelected or recalled? That's the online poll question. You can find it at wpr.org/joy or linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we are discussing that question in general with Graham Zielinski, Communications Director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and Brian Schimming, the Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Our lines are full, and I want to take a call from Sue in Oneida County first. Hello, Sue.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Great. I guess my message is basically how I view leadership is to bring people from different perspectives together, not polarizing them, not dividing them, not using greed and power and abrasive tactics and bullying tactics like I've seen the last 16 months. I think we need a change. I don't think the citizens of Wisconsin can handle thousands and millions of dollars being spent on elections like they are right now from lots of different sources. People who don't have food, who don't have housing, who can't afford health care, those are where the dollars in Wisconsin need to be spent. I've been really dismayed and actually very disillusioned by the last 16 months. I think we need a change.
All right. Well, let's have Brian Schimming address that. She thinks Governor Walker has divided the state.
Well, that's clearly not the case. The Democrats decided right after, in fact, perhaps before, but certainly right after Scott Walker was elected, they were talking recall already. In fact, the Democrat minority leader in the state Senate referred to potential recalls as a do-over of the elections that had just been held a couple months before. So between all the demonstrations costing $8 million in damage and security costs at our beautiful state capitol, between $20 million, yes,
that's not true.
That is true. Security and damage costs, and $20 million, basically $20 million for this recall election. Of course, all the recall elections we had last year, I don't know what that price tag was. So the Democrats lost the election. They are mad that they lost the election. This election for Scott Walker is about one of two things are going to happen, Joy. This state is either going to go forward or it's going to go backward. And we do not want to, speaking of jobs, we don't want to go back to the days when Jim Doyle and the Democratic Party ran the state capitol, because 150,000 workers in this state lost their jobs under that leadership. I don't know why we'd go back to that.
Graham Zielinski?
Well, the last year of Governor Doyle in office, we actually added 18,000 jobs. We lost 24,000 jobs under Scott Walker. We were alone in the nation in losing jobs last year. We're in a nosedive right now caused by Scott Walker. And it's not just the political division that he caused. It's the criminal corruption, the pay-to-play that he had. He blew a budget hole in our deficit. And he gave a massive tax breaks to corporations, the same corporations that are funding his campaign right now, this $30 million plus pile of money that he's sitting on that he's spending for God knows what. That's coming from corporations that didn't create a single job in Wisconsin last year. These are corporations in Texas, New York, that are getting something of value for Scott Walker. And while he builds his national base so he can go around making speeches and Texas and New York and everything, Wisconsin is suffering. He's taken his eye off the ball. He didn't have a plan to create jobs. But this wasn't just about Scott Walker attacking collective bargaining. This is about his honesty with the people of Wisconsin. And you see his honesty and integrity in question still with his answers about the criminal corruption probe, with his answers about simple things like right to work for less legislation, whether he supports that or not. Whether he believes that his cabinet has been running an ethical shop there. You just see a scandal developing out in Waukesha County where a Scott Walker, Rebecca Clayfish contributor got special treatment to dump human waste at levels three times what the DNR thought acceptable. So it's an administration that gives every appearance of being corrupt. It hasn't created jobs. It's gone the opposite direction, and it's made massive cuts to our institutions.
Let Brian respond to that.
Well, as much as Graham pines for the good old days of 150,000 lost jobs under Governor Doyle and the Democrats, a $3.6 billion budget deficit, raiding people's gas tax money and using it for other state programs, raiding the patient's compensation fund and using that on other people, years of tax and fee increases. I know, Graham, you miss those good old days, but you know what? The voters don't. That's why you got thrown out of office last November. And frankly, if their case is so strong, why are they losing?
Well, Governor Doyle is not potential Governor Barrett, though, Brian Schumer.
Let me respond to that, Joy.
First, you can after this, Brian.
Yeah, let me respond to that, Joy. We talk about how this race, and I think ultimately all elections, this one or any other one, it's about a choice. It's always about a choice. Okay. It's a question in this race about whether we're going to go forward or go backward. It is interesting that the two main Democrat candidates for governor in this primary pointedly refused. In fact, one of them made a joke of it, refused to answer the question, what would you have done differently? And I think in this next now 27 days, I think we need to hear from Tom Barrett. Which taxes would he have raised? What would he have done differently? What's his plan for going forward? Not a peep. Nothing so
Graham?
Far.
Graham, you wanted respond?
Oh, I get to respond. That's great. I think that Tom Barrett would never have divided this state in the way that Scott Walker was. And if you listen to that tape phone call with the Koch brother, which I think every Wisconsinite should listen to, you see Scott Walker's M.O., and I'm from Milwaukee County, where he ran Milwaukee County into the dirt, where he raised taxes, where he diminished our services, where he lied to the public, and where he relished in leading by division. This is a guy who his entire career, from the time he was getting kicked out of student elections at Marquette University, from his divisive time in the assembly to his time in Milwaukee County, ruled by division. He loves division. He loves divide and conquer. In fact, that's a phrase you'll hear him use time and again, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. We don't need any more division in this state. We have a jobs crisis caused by Scott Walker. We have a bigger structural deficit than one he inherited caused by Scott Walker. We are losing teachers. We are losing security officers. They're coming after the pensions for cops and firefighters. They're coming after right to work for less legislation. We have a full-blown jobs crisis here, and a political division crisis, and a political corruption crisis caused by Scott Walker. And the only way to heal and to pull up from this nosedive that Scott Walker has created is to elect Tom Barrett as governor and start a new direction. And I will concede that this is something that Wisconsin really does want to do over, and they signaled that when they submitted more than a million signatures in the form of a recall. And it's Scott Walker on the ballot right now, as you said, not Governor Doyle, who created 18,000 jobs in his last year in office and who did not raise taxes on workers.
Let me get Scott in. I'm going to get Scott in New Berlin on the air before a news break. Scott?
Yes, thank you. Two questions for Graham, and it's really hard to listen to him. But what would a potential Governor Barrett have done to fix the $3.6 billion budget deficit that Walker fixed? And secondly, the second question is, given that the state hasn't fallen apart, everything seems to be working pretty well, a lot of school districts have saved money, been much more flexible, why do we need to restore the collective bargaining privileges to the unions?
Graham?
Well, number one, Scott Walker did not fix the budget deficit. He did not lower property taxes. In fact, both are worse than they were than he inherited them. And when it comes to school districts, we have 1,500 fewer teachers, 2,500 fewer staff than we did last year. And classrooms all across the state have bigger class sizes, fewer teachers, fewer resources. He's done a reading website, that he touts as his one education initiative. Schools all over the state are suffering. Not just schools. If you look at the prisons, there's fewer safety guards. Correctional officers are at risk because of these budgets. Property taxes have been rising all over the state. The property tax levy in Wisconsin actually raised. So this is a fantasy record that Scott Walker has created to hide the $2.6 billion in tax giveaways that he gave to corporations that didn't create a single job. I can tell you what, Mayor Barrett would not have increase these tax loopholes for corporations in the Bahamas and in New York City that aren't creating single jobs here, in fact, that are leading having Wisconsin lead the nation in job loss.
All right, let's get to Brian Schimming, especially on that point that there were corporate tax breaks to create jobs, and where are the jobs?
Well, the legislature went on along with the governor's incentives to create jobs in this state and for jobs creators to come to this state. Look, Tom Barrett, I find it interesting that Graham talks about being from Milwaukee. Is that the same Milwaukee that went through every year of spending and tax increases, including in 2010 under Mayor Barrett, 10%. Is that the same Milwaukee who is the fourth worst poverty rate in the country? It's gone up six spots under Mayor Barrett. You know, we talk about records. We're happy to run on the governor's record. Look, when you're an incumbent, you have to run on your record. We're fine with that. Yet, on the other hand, again, Graham doesn't answer the question. Where's Tom Barrett? What taxes is he going to raise? You know, is he going to use his record in Milwaukee as an indicator of where he's going? I find it curious that they keep avoiding the caller's question.
Well,
that you won't answer why Scott Walker has a criminal defense fund. The only
you get a quarter for every time you kick your talking point out, apparently, but it doesn't answer the question of where it is, of where the Democrat Party is on the issue that is facing the state. They want to make Act 10 the big issue. You know what? We're fine with that. Graham even admitted in an interview they couldn't say collective bargaining out on the campaign trail because, quote, it doesn't work.
We are going to pick up on this big question debate coming up after we check news. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Which party do you think has a better vision for Wisconsin's future and why? This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 7:36 on this Wednesday, May the 9th. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett won the Democratic recall primary yesterday and will face Governor Scott Walker in the June 5th recall election. Last night in his victory speech, Tom Barrett vowed to end the ideological civil war in Wisconsin.
Instead of doing what he said he was going to do, which was to create 250,000 jobs, he looked for new ways to divide us from each other. And that division is exactly opposite from the way I will govern.
Meanwhile, Governor Walker vowed to move the state forward, not backward.
Do we go back to the days for the last 3 years before I was governor where we lost 150,000 private sector jobs when Jim Doyle was the governor? Do we go back to that?
No!
Or instead, do we look and take the approach forward that we built together with our reforms that over the last 3 months in this new year of 2012, we've helped build 15,600 new private sector jobs? I say we go forward.
This is a post-recall primary edition of The Big Question, and we are asking you and our guests, would Wisconsin be better off with the Republican governor, lieutenant governor, and senators reelected or recalled? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You can also vote in our online poll question, which is linked to Facebook and at wpr.org/joy. We are talking with two guests, one from the Republican Party of Wisconsin, the other from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. With today's Big Question debate, Brian Schimming is vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin and Graham Zielinski is communications director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Laverne in Monroe is our next caller. Hello, Laverne.
Good morning, Joy. You got a rather lively debate, but I favor Tom Barrett. At least he's not getting investigated by the FBI, and I don't think the Republicans have really answered that question. But what I don't like about the Republicans, when Governor Walker got in, he took the income and the sales tax off of the table, and now they got an ad about Tom Barrett about his raising the property taxes. What choice has he got? Governor Walker lowered them, took their taxes off of the table for his rich billionaire friends, and they should have all three of the taxes on the table, not just one.
All right, thanks, Laverne. Brian Schimming, once and for all, what can you tell us about, what can you say about Governor Walker's legal defense fund in this John Doe program?
Well, what's interesting about that is the Democrats, because they are otherwise losing, need to try to make a deal out of this whole thing. What we do know is the governor has the right to establish a defense in case anything comes up. It's interesting, a Democrat district attorney, in fact, the lead Democrat district attorney, I would say, in Milwaukee County, has been running this investigation on and on and on for 2 years, and yet the governor never been named a target at all. And I find it interesting that nothing has come of this up to this point, and yet it ends up becoming the Democrats' main talking point. When frankly, they're losing otherwise, because their main talking point, which Graham has admitted publicly, collective bargaining, is a loser.
Graham.
Well, interesting. Brian finds a lot of things interesting. What's interesting is that there already have been two convictions, including Scott Walker's deputy chief of staff, including the largest campaign finance violation in the history of the state of Wisconsin. What's interesting is that Scott Walker has given shifting explanations about whether he is or isn't a target. What's interesting is that for Scott Walker to have created this criminal defense fund means that either he's either a target of investigation or he's defending people who've committed felonies. These felonies include procuring boys. These felonies include embezzling. These felonies include stealing from veterans. These felonies include stealing from taxpayers. These are serious crimes. In 2006, when a low-level aide that Governor Doyle didn't even know was merely charged with the crime, not convicted, as there have been convictions here, Scott Walker said that Jim Doyle should be removed from office for the unethical culture that he created. Well, Scott Walker has clearly created an unethical culture in Milwaukee County that he's imported to Madison. We see it now with the pay-to-play things. Brian Schimming here doesn't want to talk about the unethical culture that Scott Walker has created in Madison. He thinks it's just a small deal that a sitting governor has top aides with FBI agents with battering rams at their doors. That's a big deal. Criminal corruption in high office is a reason enough to recall somebody. It's not the only reason to recall Scott Walker, and we fully believe that Scott Walker is implicated in these crimes. He has not given the people of Wisconsin a clean bill of health when it comes to the criminal activities alleged in this.
Do you have inside information from the district attorney?
And in fact, it's a Waukesha Republican judge. Brian apparently doesn't know how the law works. It's a Waukesha Republican judge who is running the John Doe investigation. It's like a grand jury. Grand juries are run by the judge. And what Scott Walker's political forces have done is try to attack the judicial and prosecutorial independence of a John Doe. They want a plebiscite. This is unprecedented. The fact that they want to attack the prosecution, want to attack the judge, means that they don't want to answer the merits. If you listen to Brian, he never talks about the merits of the crimes. Scott Walker merely said he was disappointed that somebody robbed from veterans. He was merely
the frustration of losing has clearly gotten to Graham.
Scott Walker said he was merely disappointed that they used the screen name Walker04 to troll the internet for young boys. So I think that this is a bigger deal. I know that Brian would rather sweep this under the rug, but a sitting governor having a criminal defense fund is a big deal indeed.
We can't spend the whole hour on this. What about Graham Zielinski, Brian, saying that you think collective bargaining as an issue is a loser, so that's why you're focusing on John Doe?
I wanted Graham to address that.
I never said that. And of course, people understand that collective bargaining is the key to the middle class. And when Scott Walker comes after private sector unions with right to work for less legislation, as he's going to next, it undermines the very ability of the middle class to protect itself. Everybody knows where Scott Walker stands on collective bargaining. People don't know about his criminal defense fund. People don't know about his war on women. People don't know that he's actually led the nation in job loss. So we're going to be talking about all those things.
Yeah, so Brian Schimming, is the right to work legislation going to be the...
The governor has never, ever, and Graham knows it, said he supports right to work legislation. They had a completely Republican legislature. They could have easily passed it, and they did not. So Graham needs to get away from their record of 150,000 lost jobs under the last 3 years of Jim Doyle. He has to get away, frankly, from Tom Barrett's record, and I have yet to hear him say, now that we have a nominee, now we do have a nominee as of last night, Tom Barrett. Graham, what is Tom Barrett going to do? Is it raise taxes? What is it? And he can't answer that question because he knows that in the polling, when they go out and say, gee, do you want us to raise taxes or do what Governor Walker had to do with Act 10 and all the reforms that we passed, cleaning up the Democrats' $3.6 billion mess, years of tax increases, stealing gas tax money? It's a loser. So their ideological leader, probably in terms of, you know, the protests, lost last night overwhelmingly. The fact is the total vote of the Democratic primary last night barely exceeded the governor's when the governor didn't even have a primary. Graham loves to talk about the 900,000 signatures that they turned
more
in.
Than a million.
But the fact of the matter is, they've created this barrage of people coming to the Capitol and wanting to get rid of Scott Walker. Then why is he leading them?
Let's take another caller because we have many waiting. Janice in La Crosse. Hello, Janice.
Yeah, hello, Joy. I think you need to limit both of those guys to a minute apiece, not more on one side or the other. Believe it.
That would work for me.
All right, Janice, you have a minute, Janice.
Here's my minute. I'm all for Scott Walker because he came in there. He was voted in to balance that budget. He's trying to do that. You know, everybody knows how big and powerful those unions are, and they have fought him all the way. They are not going to bargain. He realized that. They're not. All they want is more, more, more. And I said to these unions, you are going to have to take less and pay more for a change because you haven't done it any time.
All right. I'll let Graham address Janice's thought there.
Scott Walker did not balance the budget for the final time. Brian can repeat it as many times as he wants. Scott Walker has raised taxes on working families, raised taxes on seniors, raised the property tax levy. The budget is way out of balance because he gave a $2.6 billion tax giveaway to corporations that didn't create a single damn job in Wisconsin. Wisconsin leads the nation in job loss. If Scott Walker wants to run his record of deficit blowing up and job loss against Tom Barrett. He may. And when it comes to the unions, they offered all these concessions. It was Scott Walker wanting to go against their right to collectively bargain, just as he's going to go after private sector unions' right to collectively bargain with right to work for less legislation.
Mm-hmm. Brian Schoen.
Well, all of Graham's red herrings aside, the record will lay itself out very plainly about the $3.6 billion deficit being gone. We had years and years of fiscal mismanagement to clean up from the Democrats. Look, the governor inherited the worst situation of almost any governor in the country.
No, I think Governor
if we
Doyle
want to look
quite
forward
a lot worse
versus backward, which is what this election is about, going forward or going backward, we have a real life illustration of what Democrat leadership means. And all we have to do is look to the south of Illinois. Is that state something that the Democrats are proud of? The ridiculous mismanagement of that state. And frankly, of the city of Milwaukee, fourth worst in poverty in the country. Property tax and spending increases year after year. You know, at some point, Tom Barrett should have to run on his record, too. I think that's only fair. And yet the Democratic Party has to run away from it because those two records got compared last November and Tom Barrett lost and Scott Walker won. There was a reason that that happened.
Graham, are you running away from Tom Barrett's record?
Not at all. And in fact, Mayor Barrett has challenged Scott Walker to four debates to talk about jobs. To talk about the real record, and when Brian can talk about poverty in Milwaukee all he wants. In fact, it's the county that is the agent of the state to reduce poverty. Look at what Scott Walker did with poverty and with jobs programs while he was county executive. He literally shut down his economic development office, which he'd also put in the hand of Tim Russell, who's now charged in the John Doe probe, and he also cut programs that were meant to ameliorate poverty. They were taken actually out of his hands because of his mismanagement, his criminal mismanagement, now it looks like. So Tom Barrett will have plenty of time to talk to Scott Walker about jobs. I hope that Scott Walker is good at his word and accepts the four debates that are being offered, and then we'll see. The voters can decide whether these are red herrings or not, that Scott Walker leads the nation in job loss, and certainly if you want to compare Wisconsin to Illinois, I think when it comes to criminal corruption, Scott Walker's given Illinois a run for its money, too.
Graham Zielinski is Communications Director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and Brian Schoen is Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and they are with us today to debate today's big question. Would Wisconsin be better off with the Republicans reelected or recalled? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Who has a better vision for Wisconsin's future, Governor Scott Walker or Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who was the winner of the Democratic gubernatorial primary yesterday? Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be mostly sunny and mild with highs in the 50s and 60s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to welcome in Bay Buchanan, a conservative political commentator. She is author of a book about herself, Bay and Her Boys, Unexpected Lessons I Learned as a Single Mom. And we'll talk about those lessons coming up after 8 o'clock. We are talking with Brian Schoen and Graham Zielinski about yesterday's primary election and the upcoming June 5th recall election, and we're welcoming your input. Our next caller is Larry in Madison. Hi, Larry.
Thank you. Wisconsin will be better off if Walker is recalled. Walker's cuts to education are a recipe for a decline in the economy of Wisconsin in the long run. There is a connection between education and jobs.
All right. Brian Schoen, Larry says those education cuts are bad for Wisconsin and bad for Wisconsin jobs.
Scott Walker was able to balance this budget without the kind of draconian cuts that have happened in a lot of states. In fact, I've always kind of said with respect to public workers, it almost would have been easier for him to go to the state and say, look, I was left with a mess on my desk, which people in the state pretty well recognize. I was left with a $3.6 billion budget deficit, years of tax increases, all of that. Somebody's got to fix it up. Somebody's got to be the adult in this room. But we're $3.5 billion in the hole, so I've got to lay off people, and I think people would understood it. Instead, Scott Walker frankly took the tougher route, and that was to make sure people didn't get laid off and people didn't have the kind of suffering you've seen in other states. Graham's model for governance is Illinois, apparently.
Brian,
Scott Walker's model for governance is Act 10 and something new here in Wisconsin.
Let me ask a follow-up, Brian. Why did Governor Walker just not sit down with the public unions and accept their concessions to pay more into their benefit packages and instead of dropping the bomb?
Well, I'm glad he didn't. The bomb he could have dropped would have been laying off 10 or 20,000 state employees, which Jim Doyle promised to do when he first came into office. But instead, frankly, he took an approach that meant we have to make tough decisions, and not everybody's going to like them. And public workers, sure, I'm a 14-year state employee, so I'm not sure I would have loved all of them either. But he was left a mess by the Democrats. He had tough, big decisions to make. And Wisconsin public workers, by the way, still have the best protections of any employees in the country.
Yeah. My point was, and as a public employee, I should disclose, was to get your explanation as to why he didn't really focus on the end of collective bargaining in the campaign and then refer to it as dropping the bomb after he was elected.
In fact, he did talk about it during the campaign. In fact, it was either WEAC or AFL, I forget who it was, on their website. It shows quotes from the governor, then candidate, I should say, Scott Walker, and his spokesman talking about what they were going to do. And yet they continue to insist they didn't talk about the severity of the situation when it's on their own website.
All right, Graham.
Well, this is a fundamentally dishonest answer that's almost as dishonest as Scott Walker is himself. Scott Walker has diminished public education in Wisconsin. He's salted the earth for the middle class. He's shrinking it with the most historic education cuts in our history. Vocational, technical, the University of Wisconsin system. We have 1,500 fewer teachers now than we did last year as a result of Scott Walker. Higher class sizes. And all for what? For a corporate tax break that didn't create jobs here. But you know what it does? It gets Scott Walker nice, big, fat campaign checks when he goes around the country trying to pretend he's a rock star. So he did not balance the budget. He did not make tough choices. He did not bargain in good faith. And he's still dishonestly spinning the way things happen. We know how things happen. We know I've traveled with Scott Walker for a year. He didn't talk about ending collective bargaining not once. He didn't talk about jobs not once. He just said, I'm going to create jobs without a plan. This spin...
That's
spin that's backed by $30 million in dirty corporate money and more dirty corporate money to come in is a smokescreen to confuse the people of Wisconsin about what really happened, about the dishonesty that Scott Walker has at his core. And you see that dishonesty in the criminal corruption probe that's spreading throughout his administration.
150,000 working people in this state out of jobs under Jim Doyle and the Democrats.
Yeah,
hang on, Graham. 150,000 people out of work under Jim Doyle and the Democrats. And Jim Doyle's just his last 3 years in office. Graham, you know, for all of their newfound interest in the subject of jobs, the fact of the matter is they can't take credit for the record that they laid. And frankly, Tom Barrett, again, we have not heard an answer from the Democrats what he would have done to solve the state's fiscal crisis that was created when they were in control. That is a fundamental issue. Just in fairness, in the next 28 days, that's a fundamental issue.
Graham,
why won't they answer?
Wisconsin led the nation in job loss under Scott Walker. Why did Wisconsin
What's the
lead
answer,
the nation
Graham?
In job loss? What's the answer? Why did Wisconsin lead the nation in job loss alone? We alone lost jobs under Scott Walker. Neighboring states added jobs. We lost jobs under Scott Walker. Wisconsin led the nation under job loss.
A 6.8% unemployment rate in Wisconsin, which was better than it was when Jim Doyle was governor. I don't know. Graham, again, answer the question, Graham. What would Tom Barrett have done?
Answer the question, Brian. Did you run on unemployment or on jobs?
We ran on jobs, and you know what? The state is now headed in the right direction after the mess that Scott Walker inherited from the likes of people like you. I mean, I'm just asking for an answer. What would Tom Barrett have done?
Neither of you are really answering the other person's points here, but let me ask you, Graham Zielinski, first. Why will Wisconsin be better off if Governor Walker and Lieutenant Governor Clayfish and the four Republican state senators, why would Wisconsin be better off if they were recalled?
Because you'll have a governor that actually focuses on creating jobs, not on political division. You'll have a governor that values public integrity and transparency, not one that is involved in a criminal corruption conspiracy that started in his office in Milwaukee County and has been brought to Madison. You'll have a governor that values education and values teachers and doesn't salt the earth for education and for our middle class. And you'll have a governor that actually believes in fair tax cuts for working families and not tax cuts for corporations that don't create jobs and lead Wisconsin into the unenviable position for the first time in our history, leading the nation in job loss.
And you have the final minute, Brian Schimming. Why would Wisconsin be better off if Governor Walker is reelected?
After inheriting a mess, a terrible, terrible mess that Scott Walker inherited and that was on his desk, the state's now heading in the right direction. We've got the state budget under control. We've got spending and taxes under control. Finally, after years of fund raids and after years of tax increases, we're now picking up jobs, as the governor pointed out in that audio you played, and we're finally heading in the right direction. The question, the big question in this election really, is whether the state is going to go forward or backward. The Democrats want us to go backward. The governor believes we need to go forward.
We'll leave it there. Brian Schimming, Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and Graham Zielinski, Communications Director for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We thank you both for being our guests for today's edition of The Big Question. If you would like to vote in our Big Question online poll, go to WPR.org/joy or find a link to the poll on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Amanda Magnus for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.